wonderful Monday morning, McCurley. We're going to start the week on a positive note. And as you know, we like to do in Coach Poto's Positive Press, we got somebody here and that we're going to share a real positive story on today.
Yeah, this morning, Coach Poto, on your Positive Press, we've got a man in here that I've come to know recently, and I know him pretty well, and I know his faith is definitely the backbone of what carries him through with God. And I want to introduce Shaw Gage this morning. How you doing, Shaw?
I'm good. Glad to be with you. It's fun to be here.
This is Coach Poto's Positive Press, and of course, we try to highlight people who are positive, doing positive things in the community. First of all, tell us a little bit about Shaw Gage.
Well, man, I've been here, I guess, for a couple of months now doing the Sunday morning Mix 106.5 show from 8 to 11. And just a tremendous opportunity to get out and spread the love of God and, you know, what he's done in my life and, you know, through a lot of the mishaps, but a lot of the fun stuff too, and just how the Lord's been there the whole step of the way. And just, you know, wanted to reach out and be an encouragement to our listening audience. And it's been a tremendous opportunity.
Yeah, and it is encouraging. I'm here to tell you, and that's why I wanted him to be part of Coach Poto's Positive Press this morning, because, you know, to tell you how God works, kind of explain a little bit how you got into this role, because it's kind of not funny, but it's just the way God works.
It you know, and if you know my life, it is funny, because it's just, you know, when this all came to be, my wife just looked at me and she said, "How do you stumble into these things?" I said, "I believe the Lord just led me." But no, years ago, I went through a health scare, a cancer diagnosis, and just a phenomenal opportunity of a learning experience that the Lord brought me through. And I'm good now, 12 years later. It was a whole instance of where I was actually in an accident, had a drunk driver hit me in a car wreck, and we found the cancer out through a precautionary x-ray. But I've shared that story with friends and family and customers in my weekly job, and I was sharing that with one of my customers over in Bessemer, Alabama, and this young man just, man, he couldn't get over what a cool story that was, and it was a fun experience to share that with him. And he looked at me, he said, "Man, you need to start a podcast." And I just kind of laughed. I said, I don't even know how you'd even begin to do that. And so a few days later, I went to my next door neighbor, Michael Brandon, and I just asked Michael, I said, "Man, how does one go about starting a podcast?" And he just kind of looked at me, kind of like my wife looks at me, like, "What are you up to now?" You know, and I shared, you know, kind of what was on my heart, and he knows my story since we're neighbors. And he said, "Well, look," he gave me some ideas, and he said, "Just, you know, let me know if you're interested." And so we just, my wife and I began to pray about it, and I kept hearing the name Paul Harvey over and over and over, just throughout TV and radio over the period of about 2 or 3 weeks, and it was from different sources. And, you know, I just said, there's no positive news out there. Like, I remember, there's just no positive news out there anymore, you know, and just having that feeling of encouragement and uplifting and feeling good about yourself. And so just began to pray about this, and took a trip over Thanksgiving and got quiet about it. And after, a couple of days after Thanksgiving, I was out talking to Michael in the driveway, and he asked me, he said, "Man, I got to ask you a question." He said, "Are you still thinking about this podcast idea?" And I said, "Yeah, you know, I have no idea how to do it." And he said, "Well, let me ask you this." He said, call me crazy, but he said, "We've got a show on Mix Sunday mornings from 8 to 11, and we've had a host on there, Greg Wyckoff, and he said that Greg was taking another show on Sunday nights, and Greg works a regular job, and, you know, he can't do both shows anymore." And so he said, "I'm sitting here wondering, you know, just the way you tell stories and the way you're uplifting, you know, everybody in the neighborhood," he said, "would you consider hosting a show on Sunday mornings from 8 to 11. And I just kind of laughed. I said, "Michael, I don't know. You know, yeah, maybe, yeah." I said, "You know what? Let me pray about it. You know, I've never even been, I don't think I'd even called into a radio station at this point in my life." And I said, "But give me 1 week. I want to pray about this." And I went inside and I told my wife about it. And, you know, we just began to pray. And a few days later, I was at a customer's place down the road from the station here, and I was talking to a gentleman in there. His name's Lynn, and I just said, "Lynn, do you know the guys down here at the radio station? I'm just trying to know who's who. I knew Michael, but I didn't know much more about it. And he said, I don't really know. He said, I know a couple of them, but not real well. And he said, hang on one second. And he goes over to the phone on his desk, and he picks it up, and he calls somebody. And he says, hey, do you have a few minutes? Shaw Gage wants to come and talk to you about the radio station. I know you know some of those people. And would you have a conversation with him? And the gentleman on the other line says, sure. And so 30 minutes later, I'm walking into this guy's office, and he said, well, what do you want to know? And I told him what was going on. I was praying about this idea of a podcast, but never been on the radio before, not really sure that I could do it, but, you know, just trying to encourage other people somehow, some way. And the guy that I was talking to just turned white as a ghost, and he looked at me and said, Shaw, he said, I'm that guy. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, my name is Greg Wyckoff. He said, I'm the Sunday morning host on Mix 106.5. And he said, I'm moving to another show. And he said, you know, I've helped build that show for a while now. And he said, you know, that's my baby. And he said, I've just been praying that God would provide somebody, it would be crystal clear that somebody would just come right in front of my path. He said, how did you get here? And I just told him, I said, the Lord brought me to your office. And so it was just a really, really neat, I'll call it a coincidence, but there's, in my mind, there's no way it was a coincidence. The good Lord just had that conversation lined up, ready to go. And here we are. We've done a few shows now, and just having a blast, you know, just fun to be a part of, an encouragement.
And I'm going to tell you, it's not just fun for Shaw. He's very good at it. He's come into his own and learning the side of radio. But one thing that he's already known for many, many years is his faith and his trust in God. And through his cancer and his wreck, it's an incredible story. And I must tell you, Sunday mornings, Mix 106.5 from 8 till 11, it's a 3-hour show. You're going to hear some of your favorite contemporary Christian songs, and then of course Shaw's going to be there. He's going to have scripture. He's going to have prayer. He's going to have stories and things that can relate to real living. This is not fictional. It's not fairy tale, and what he just told you is not either. So we want to encourage you to listen on Sunday mornings from 8 until 11 on Mix 106.5 every Sunday morning. Maybe you're getting ready to go to church. Maybe you got to sit with your parents and you can't go to church. This is your way to get your scripture, to get your daily bread. And I've really enjoyed meeting Shaw and working with him here, and he's doing a great job. So we just want to bring you on Coach Poto's Positive Press this morning, because you're a positive light, man.
Well, I sure do appreciate it, and I just know that all the positive stuff, all the good stuff in life, that's the Lord. And anything that's not that way, that's me. But, you know, God is good all the time.
Absolutely, and all the time God is good. So Shaw will be on Sunday morning, next Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5.
That was just real, real cool stuff right there. And as you know, we always say on Coach Poto's Positive Press, go dominate your week.